Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country.
And a very pleasant good evening from St. Henry Middle School, actually, where Fort Recovery is battling the St. Henry Lady Redskins of St. Henry High School. Fort Recovery coming in with a record in the conference of 1-4, 4-9 overall. St. Henry is 2-3 in the conference, and they are 9-4 overall. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta in good old Portland on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. St. Henry will have the first serve of the evening. And it's going to be going back to serve here. We see Chloe Gels, and it's a good serve, and Fort Recovery cannot make the return. I'm going to go ahead and give her a serve on that. Here comes Chloe Gels with her second serve. Mollenkamp passing to Tegan Fortkamp, who sets for Fort Recovery's Grace Klingshern. Back to Fort Recovery it comes. Tegan Fortkamp hits it over on the second hit, and St. Henry is not ready for it as Raya Busher does not handle it. Knocks it out of bounds, and Fort Recovery has side out. We are tied at 1-1, and going back to serve now for the Lady Indians will be Tegan Fortkamp. St. Henry makes a substitution. Coming in for them is Morgan Balmer. Here we go with the serve for Tegan Fortkamp. Good serve, and it's an ace serve off of Balmer's fist. Ace serve for Tegan Fortkamp. That's a great way to start the match for Fort Recovery. It's now 2-1, Lady Indians with a one-point lead. Fortkamp again serving, and it's another ace serve. That went off of Morgan Balmer, and this time it went up in the air and hit the ceiling, came right back down. So two straight ace serves for Tegan Fortkamp. Rob Weaver here at St. Henry High School. We're on WPGW Radio and also FortRecoveryRadio.com. Another good serve back to Fort Recovery. Fortkamp will set, and nobody covers it. Miscommunications between Pearson and also, I think, Grace Klingshern. Neither one of them could get to the ball, so it's a point for St. Henry. Side out St. Henry. Here's the smash by Klingshern. St. Henry plays it. The bump and the hit, and it's in, they say. Getting the kill for the Lady Redskins there was Ella Fullenkamp. And she is serving, so she picks up a service point. 3-3, we're all tied up. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. The hit. St. Henry plays it. Back over to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp sets it for Mara Pearson. Mara on the slant hit, and St. Henry plays it again. And saving it was, nope, it went out of bounds. I thought maybe for a moment there Grace Klingshern was able to save that, but she did not. So the service continues here for L.A. Fullenkamp. It's now 4-3, St. Henry by one. Here's a smash by Fort Recovery's Willie Guy. Well, I'm not sure it was a violation on St. Henry. I'm not in a good spot to see that. So Fort Recovery picks up the point, side out Lady Indians. Callie Wendell will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by the libero, Raya Busher. Here's the hit back over. Tally Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Mara on the soft hit. St. Henry back over to Fort Recovery, and it's a point for St. Henry as Fort Recovery is unable to return it. It's 5-4. Back to serve is St. Henry's Lydia Whirling. Good serve by Whirling off of Callie Wendell. Here's Mara Pearson hitting it back to St. Henry. The set. There's a smash and a kill. Outside hitter for St. Henry, who was Mia Niekamp. Mia Niekamp gets the kill. Give a service point to Lydia Whirling. It's now 6-4. St. Henry leads by two here in the first game. Good serve. Here's Fullenkamp setting for Tegan Fortkamp. Back to Fullenkamp. Fullenkamp hits it over. Here's St. Henry back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp on the second hit. Tries to catch St. Henry asleep. Can't get it done. And there's a kill for St. Henry for Mia Niekamp. Picks up her second kill of the night. And Lydia Whirling will now serve for St. Henry again. Good serve. Callie Wendell on the dig. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson and got the kill. Mara Pearson with the kill. That's her first kill of the night. It's 7-5. In fact, that's Fort Recovery's first kill at all. Faith Wendell will go back to serve. I see Sister Hope Wendell sitting up here in the grandstand watching her sister. Here's the set for St. Henry and the kill. Outside hitter Mia Niekamp getting her third kill of the game. Makes it 8-5. Now back to serve for St. Henry is Mia Niekamp. She serves from the left side over there. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set for Fort Recovery's Allison Fullenkamp. Here's a battle at the net, and they're going to say four hits on St. Henry. Fort Recovery gets the point. You got to get the volleyball over the net in three hits, or it's a violation. And in this case, side out to Fort Recovery. Now Mara Pearson serving. Mara bounces the volleyballs. Good serve. Played by St. Henry. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And it's a block. Looked like that was Molly Wendell on the block for St. Henry. 9-6. Good serve there by St. Henry. Faith Wendell will set for Allison Fullenkamp. And it's out of bounds. Service point for Raya Busher, who is serving now. She's a sophomore. She's their libero. Again, you're listening to Fort Recovery Volleyball on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Faith Wendell will set. There's a hit by Sage Luthold. St. Henry plays it, freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. They got the kill on the free ball. That's a lucky situation for them. Chloe Gales gets the kill on the free ball. Fort Recovery wants timeout as the Lady Indians have fallen behind here 11-6 to once again the St. Henry Lady Redskins. We'll be back here at St. Henry right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kaup Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Raya Busher serving again here for St. Henry after the timeout. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell, and she can't get it to one of her teammates, so I'm going to go ahead and give an ace serve for Raya Busher on that one. That makes it 12-6 now. Raya will serve again. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. to Faith Wendell. Back to Fortkamp on. Looks like a kill for Tegan Fortkamp. Went off the block of St. Henry and out of bounds, so Tegan gets the kill. That's her first kill of the evening, and Audra Bupp will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. One of the seniors on the Fort Recovery team, excellent server. Good serve, dug out by St. Henry to the net. Here's the set and the hit and the kill. Ellie Fullenkamp gets the kill for St. Henry. Side out St. Henry, and incoming to come in and serve here is going to be Lauren Tiemann. Lauren wears number 10 on her uniform. St. Henry had 13-7 here in the first game. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Klingshern, and she got the kill right on the back line. Grace Klingshern, a kill right on the back line, and makes it side out for recovery. 13-8, and back to serve now is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy, our sophomore. It is a good serve dug out by St. Henry. The set. Here's the smash. Fort Recovery is not able to play it. I'm going to go ahead and give a kill to Chloe Gels on that one. That was near the middle point, middle hitter hitting position, and it's 14-8 now. Chloe Gels back to serve. Lady Redskins lead by 6. Good serve, a smash by Grace Klingshern, and she hits it out of bounds. Klingshern hits it out of bounds. Another point for Chloe Gels, and she'll serve again. Gels is a junior for St. Henry. Dug out by Audra Bupp. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. Dinks it over. St. Henry trying to save it. They free ball it back. Audra Bupp to Mara Pearson. Pearson passes to Grace Klingshern. Gets it over. Here's a smash by St. Henry, and it's a kill, they say. They say it went down, and that goes to Mia Niekamp on the kill, her fourth. And Coach Guggenbiller for Fort Recovery calls time. We'll be back in a moment here at St. Henry High School, where now the score has doubled on Fort Recovery. It is 16-8, Lady Indians trailing by 8 points here in this first game.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
St. Henry back to serve. Chloe Gels again. Good serve. Pearson passing over to Tegan Fortkamp, who was set for Grace Klingshern, and Grace gets the kill. Give Tegan Fortkamp the assist. Grace Klingshern gets the kill. Her second kill of the night. Tegan Fortkamp going back to serve now for the Lady Indians. And Fort Recovery has cut the lead to 16-9 now. Tegan Fortkamp's serve is a good one. And St. Henry's able to play it. Outside hit and a kill. Guess who? Mia Niekamp from that outside hitting spot. That is her fifth kill of the game so far. And side out St. Henry. 17-9. Back to serve now for the Lady Redskins is Ellie Fullenkamp. Fullenkamp bouncing the ball. Here's the serve. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit. Played by St. Henry. Here's the outside hitting by, yep, you guessed it, Mia Niekamp again. Another kill. Mia has a total of 6 kills on the night. Give a service point there to Ellie Fullenkamp. No, they say it must have, I don't know what happened there. The officials said it was not a point. So Fort Recovery picked up the point. And now St. Henry gets a kill. Well, I have no idea what the call was on that last one. fact, Ellie Follenkamp had lined up to serve, but anyway, they get it right back again. Now serving Lydia Werling. And it's an ace serve for Lydia Werling. Fort Recovery can't handle it. It's now 19-10. St. Henry ready to shut the door on the Lady Indians in this game. Lydia Werling serving again. It's too long this time over the end line. Service error for Lydia. So Fort Recovery gets side out. Here comes Faith Wendell in to serve for the Lady Indians. We've got Tegan Fortkamp, Mara Pearson, Allison Follenkamp, Grace Klingshern, Callie Wendell, and Faith Wendell in there at the moment. Smash for St. Henry, and there is Fort Recovery not able to play it. I'm going to go ahead and give that a Molly Wendell a kill on that. Side out St. Henry. 20-11 now. Back to serve is Mia Niekamp. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Callie Wendell. And confusion there between Tegan Fortkamp and Callie Wendell. And they can't hit it over the net. It's a point, St. Henry. Mia Niekamp picks up her first service point of the night. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp. St. Henry back to Fort Recovery. And there's the kill by the middle hitter, who is Maya Antrop. They have a Mia and a Maya on this team. Service point for Mia Niekamp. Here's the serve by Mia Niekamp. Another good one. Faith Wendell was set for Mara Pearson. And gets a kill from her outside hitting position. Mara Pearson with her second kill of the game. That makes it now 22-12. Mara Pearson going back to serve for Fort Recovery. These two teams played one other time this year in the St. Henry Invitational. St. Henry won in two sets. Here is a smash. Fort Recovery plays it. Tegan Fortkamp free balls it over. Here's the set for St. Henry, the outside hitting position. Callie Wendell able to dig it out. And Tegan Fortkamp on a smash, but it's out of bounds. Point, St. Henry. Now going back to serve for the Lady Redskins is Raya Busher, the libero for St. Henry. Good serve off of Callie Wendell. Mara Pearson to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp free balls it over to St. Henry. Here's the set and the smash and a block for Fort Recovery. Not sure who all was involved in that, but we'll say Tegan Fortkamp was. I think also Allison Follenkamp might have been involved there too. Side out Fort Recovery is 23-13. Audra Bupp will now serve. Dug out by St. Henry. And here's a miss hit by the outside hitter Molly Wendell for St. Henry. So point Fort Recovery. Did not get it over the net. Audra Bupp picks up her first service point of the night. She will serve again. It's a good serve. Dug out by St. Henry. Smash and a block by Sage Luthold. Sage Luthold and Allison Follenkamp there to get the block. Side out Fort Recovery, or I should say we keep the serve. Audra Bupp serving. 23-15. Another good serve by Bupp. Yep. Oh, no, they say it was out. Oh, boy. That was close. The flagman said it was out. So, point St. Henry's now 24-15. Here is game points. Serving for St. Henry's, Lauren Tiemann. Tiemann's serve is a good one. Dug out by Mara Pearson to Faith Wendell. A smash by Klingshern, and she got the kill. Grace Klingshern with the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery stays alive, barely. 24-16. Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Here comes Mullenkamp's serve. We're at St. Henry tonight. Dug out by Busher. Here's the set, the smash. And Fort Recovery is able to free ball it back. Here's the set by St. Henry to smash again, this time the kill. Game point, 25-16. Getting the kill there was Ellie Fullenkamp. And that is the end of game one. Again, St. Henry wins 25-16. Fort Recovery lost the JV matchup tonight, 25-22, 25-8. And now we lose the first game in this varsity matchup, 25-16. Just giving you a brief rundown of the conference standings right now. Marion Local leads the conference with a 5-0 record, 14-2 overall. Coldwater is 4-1, 12-4 overall. New Bremen's 4-1, 13-1 overall. Versailles is also 4-1, 12-2 overall. So you've got Marion Local 5-0, Coldwater, New Bremen, and Versailles all 4-1. Then Parkway is 3-2. St. Henry at 2-3, Fort Recovery 1-4, Minster 1-4, St. John's 1-4, and New Knoxville still looking for their first win. They are 0-5 on the year. We'll be back with the second game coming up here at St. Henry High School. Fort Recovery, St. Henry tonight in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Cooper Farms Turkey Trot is back for its 15th year on Saturday, November 5th. Join us as we race, gobble, and once again give to our friends at Everhart Hospice Care. The Turkey Trot begins at Cooper Farms Processing Plant at 1 Cooper Farms Drive in St. Henry, Ohio. Registration and packet pickup begins at 9 a.m. with race starting at 10. Water and refreshments, including a to-go turkey meal, will be provided to all participants, as well as several door prizes awarded. To view full details and to register, visit speedyfeet.com and search for Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at St. Henry, Fort Recovery trying to pick up their second conference win of the year, but off to a slow start tonight, losing game number one to St. Henry by a score of 25-16. Fort Recovery will have the serve to start game two, as St. Henry had the serve to start game one. Kennedy Mollenkamp, good serve. Dug out by St. Henry, the set. Now free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. Here's a smash by Paige Guggenbiller. Played by St. Henry. The outside hitter dinks it over. Fort Recovery plays it. Paige Guggenbiller is going to be called for a double hit. Double hit on Paige Guggenbiller. That's a side out to St. Henry. Now going back to serve for the Lady Redskins is Chloe Gels. Gels serve as an ace. Got by Audra Bump. Audra just couldn't get there. She didn't misplay it. She just couldn't get there. And it's an ace serve. It was hit down into the corner. So service ace for Chloe Gels. And there's a smash out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Point for St. Henry. Another service point for Chloe Gels. She will serve again. Audra Bupp digs it out. Tegan Fortkamp to Grace Klingshern. Klingshern hits it to St. Henry. Over to the outside hitter. A block by Fort Recovery, but they say the block went out of bounds, so give the kill to Mia Niekamp. Another service point goes to Chloe Gels. Gels serves again. Here's Fort Camp setting for Grace Klingshern, and she got the kill. Grace hit it where there was nobody there and gets the kill. That is the fourth kill of the night already for Grace Klingshern. She's off to a very good start here. Tegan Fortcamp will now serve for Fort Recovery. It is dug out by St. Henry to the net. A smash. And Fort Recovery gets the block. Mara Pearson, Paige Guggenbiller. Side out Lady Indians. Tegan Fortcamp will go back to serve. 4-2. St. Henry by two. Good serve by Tegan. Almost an ace serve, but St. Henry saves it. Now over to Fort Recovery. Paige Guggenbiller dinks it over. They're going to call an illegal hit on Paige Guggenbiller. Boy, I don't know about that one. Tough call there on Paige. Serving now, by the way, for St. Henry's Ellie Fullenkamp. Good serve. Here's the smash by Grace Klingshern. Played by St. Henry. The set. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortcamp free balls it back to St. Henry at the net again. Here's the blast by Niekamp. Played by Fort Recovery. McKennedy Mullenkamp. Mara Pearson hits it back over to St. Henry. Here's the set for the Lady Redskins. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp to the net. Tegan Fortcamp hits it over on the second hit. And they're going to say point for St. Henry. I believe that was Lydia Whirling getting the kill. 6-2 now. Ellie Fullenkamp picks up another service point, and she will serve again. Fullenkamp passing to Fortcamp. Fortcamp over to Paige Guggenbiller. St. Henry has it. Here's Niekamp on an outside hit. Played nicely by Mullenkamp. They're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. Ouch. That makes the score 7-2. Another service point for Ellie Fullenkamp. And Fort Recovery calls timeout, trailing by 5 here in game number 2. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We are at St. Henry tonight. Fort Recovery and St. Henry High School Volleyball. I'm Rob Weaver. Ava Shane is our studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Eric Catterly is the studio producer for the radio station WPGW. Good serve by St. Henry, and Mara Pearson dinks it up, blocked. Back to Fort Recovery. Klingshern hits it over to St. Henry. Here's the set, a deep hit. Fort Recovery plays it. Audra Bupp sets it for Mara Pearson, and a block played by Fort Recovery. Off the ceiling. Oh, doggone it. Went off the ceiling, and that deflected the volleyball, and we couldn't play it. Another point for Ellie Fullenkamp. She's had quite a run here. It's 8-2. Audra Bupp takes the serve. Mara Pearson tries to get it over. I think they're going to say that was a block for Lydia Whirling, I believe. Another point for St. Henry. Another point for Ellie Fullenkamp. Serves again. Another good serve. Mullenkamp to Tegan Fortcamp. Here's Paige Guggenbiller dinking it over. But St. Henry plays it. Here's Niekamp on an outside hit, played by Fort Recovery. Back to St. Henry. Over to Tegan Fortcamp. And had a miscommunication there, and the Lady Indians couldn't get it back over. Another service point for Ellie Fullenkamp. She's had about 8 in a row here. She will serve again, dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Tegan Fortcamp will set. Here's a smash by Grace Klingshern. St. Henry plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp to Teagan Forkamp, who will set for Mara Pearson. Middle hit is deflected by St. Henry. Smashed by Klingshern, deflected, and a block. I believe they're going to give the block to Mia Niekamp. Another service point for Ellie Follenkamp. It's now 11-2. 11-2 here. Good serve again. Teagan Forkamp hits it over on the second hit. Played by St. Henry. Here's a battle at the net. St. Henry has it. Here's a deep hit and into the net. Not over. Foot recovery, side out. That finally breaks the string by Ellie Follenkamp of St. Henry. Callie Wendell will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. 11-3 score. Foot recovery down by 8. Good serve. Here's the set for the St. Henry Lady Redskins. A nice smash there by Maya Ontrop. Foot recovery gets it back over and gets the kill. Mara Pearson, I believe it was. 11-4. Foot recovery cuts the lead to 7. Callie Wendell picks up the service point, and she will serve again. Good serve dug out by St. Henry. The set and the smash and the kill by Mia Niekamp. Side out St. Henry. 12-4. Lydia Whirling back to serve now for the Lady Redskins. Here comes the serve dug out by Teagan Forkamp. And just free-balling it over was Paige Guggenbiller to make the best of a bad situation. Here's a smash by St. Henry, played by Fort Recovery. Teagan Forkamp gets it over and got the kill. Little free-ball kill there for Teagan. We'll take it. Makes it 12-5. Now Faith Wendell is serving for Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. It's still early in this game. Still time to get back in it. Here's the set and the smash by Niekamp and a block by Fort Recovery's Allison Follenkamp. Point Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will serve. Good serve. Almost an ace, but St. Henry plays it. Busher bumps it up. Here's the smash and the spike is out of bounds by Molly Wendell. Point Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will serve again. It's now 12-7. Wendell's serve is good. Dug out by Niekamp. Back to Niekamp. Dinks it over. Pearson, and we're going to have an illegal hit on Fort Recovery. Calling a double hit on somebody.
This is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products or stop in at Kaup Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
In the league. Good serve there. Allison Follenkamp hits it back to St. Henry. Here's a smash, and I think it's a kill. Yep. Chloe Gels right down the line for a kill. That was her first kill of the night. Correction, her third kill of the night. And a service point for Mia Niekamp. Mia will serve again. Dug out by Teagan Forkamp to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Mara Pearson, outside hitting spot. St. Henry plays it. Battle at the net, back to St. Henry. Here's the set. Mia Niekamp on a hit, hits it out of bounds. 14-8. side out for recovery. Mara Pearson goes back to serve for the Lady Indians. She's still looking for her first service point of the night. Good serve there. And waiting at the net was Allison Fullenkamp, who got the kill. As Raya Busher dug that out, but she hit it up right at the top of the net, and Fullenkamp was waiting on it and slammed it right back down on the St. Henry side. Here's a smash played by Fort Recovery. The set for St. Henry. Hit back to the Lady Indians. Mara Pearson to Faith Wendell. Here's Allison Fullenkamp dinking it over. St. Henry plays it again. Here's a hit. And it's a nice save there. Allison Fullenkamp hits it over and got the kill. Allison Fullenkamp, nice teamwork there for the Lady Indians. Another service point for Mara Pearson. And St. Henry calls timeout as Fort Recovery's making a charge here. Lady Indians only down by four now, 14-10 here in the second game. St. Henry won the first game 25-16.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Don't forget the Fort Recovery football team plays at Marion Local tomorrow night. We will not be doing the game on the radio, but you can hear it at FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow night. Indians taking on the tough Marion Local Flyers. High school football tomorrow night on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's Mara Pearson serving now for Fort Recovery for the third time. And almost an ace serve, but St. Henry free balls it back. Callie Wendell to Faith Wendell, who will set for Tegan Fort Camp. And it's a kill. Wow. I think we'll take that one. 14-11, another service point for Mara Pearson. Third in a row. Serves again. Dug out by St. Henry. Here's a smash, and they say it's in. Chloe Gels gets a kill right down the line. That gives side out to St. Henry. And Raya Busher will go back to serve now for the Lady Redskins. She has three service points on the night and one ace, but that one is a service error into the net. Side out Lady Indians, and that makes the score 15-12, back to within 3 points. Here's Audra Bupp serving now. I think it was 11-2, I believe, at one time. Looked like St. Henry was going to run away with this game, but not the case. Good serve there by Audra. Here's a smash and a block. But they say that the hit was through the block, so kill for St. Henry. Side out St. Henry. Back to serve, Lauren Tiemann. Lauren's a sophomore for the Lady Redskins. And it's a service error again. Right at the top of the net. Side out Fort Recovery. Still a three-point lead, 16-13. Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve to try to draw the Lady Indians even closer here. Here's a good serve, dug out by Busher to the net. Here's the set, smash, and there's a kill for St. Henry. Ellie Fullenkamp picks up the kill. That's her third of the night. Back to serve, Chloe Gels. 17-13 now, St. Henry by four. Tegan Fortkamp hits it over. But St. Henry keeps it alive. Deep hit and a block by Paige Guggenbiller. Right in the middle hitting spot, Paige Guggenbiller picks up her second block of the night. Side out Lady Indians. Tegan Fortkamp will serve, and it's back to a three-point game again. 17-14. Keegan bounces the volleyball. Here's the serve. It is just barely out. Service error, they say. Back to serve for St. Henry. Ellie Follenkamp back to a four-point game. 18-14. Ellie Follenkamp had a big run earlier in this same game. Served like 7 or 8 points in a row. Good serve there. St. Henry has it back over to Fort Recovery. Bump to Teagan Fort Camp. Here's a smash by Grace Klingshern, and Grace gets the kill. That is her fifth kill of the night. She's having a nice night. Grace Klingshern, one of the seniors.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And a kill. Maya Antrop with the kill. I think that's her first one of the night. Lydia Whirling will serve now. And we have timeout. Timeout on the courts. It's Fort Recovery trailing the St. Henry Lady Redskins 19-15. We'll be back in just a moment.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
St. Henry serving. Lydia Whirling up there serving. 19-15, four-point lead. We've been going back and forth here for quite a while. Fort Recovery would get it down to 3 points, and St. Henry back to four, then Fort Recovery down to three. Good serve by St. Henry. Teagan Fortcamp will set for Allison Fullenkamp. Blocked by St. Henry. Fullenkamp hits it back over. Busher will pass it. Here's a smash by Niekamp and got the kill. Mia Niekamp getting the kill from her outside hitting spot, and that gives them a five-point lead, which is the biggest lead St. Henry's had in a while. Give a service point to Lydia Whirling. Good serve dug out by Paige Guggenbiller to Fortcamp to Mara Pearson. Mara kind of free balls it over. Here's the set for St. Henry, a smash. And a block for Fort Recovery, unable to hit it through the block. Was Molly Wendell. So sorry, I can't tell you who had the block, but we had it. And Faith Wendell will go back to serve. 20-16. Good serve. Niekamp passing to the net. Back to Niekamp on the hit. Played by Callie Wendell. Faith Wendell will set for Teagan Fortcamp. A block at the net. And St. Henry gets the kill. Give the block there to Maya Antrop. 21-16 now. Back to serve is Mia Niekamp. Mia's serve is a good one. Dug out by Fort Recovery to Faith Wendell to Mara Pearson. Pearson back over and got the kill. Mia Niekamp could not play that. She made a valiant effort, but Mara Pearson gets the kill, which is her fourth of the night. And Mara will go back to serve. It's 21-17. We need to make a move right here. Need to make a move right here if we're going to get back in this game. Good serve. That got by Busher. To the net it goes. They're going to call hitting error on a double hit on St. Henry. Well, that's a good start. Mara Pearson continues to serve. She has 4 service points on the night. Let's make it 5. Good serve there. Here's St. Henry on the set. Smash. Played by Fort Recovery, but they couldn't play it. Chloe Gales gets the kill. That makes it 22-18. Full recovery's not dead in the water yet, but getting close. Busher on the serve. Dug out by Callie Wendell to Faith Wendell. Here's Tegan Fortkamp trying to hit it over. Too soft of a hit. Hitting error. Point for St. Henry. Raya Busher picks up her fourth service point of the night. She will serve again. It's 23-18. Busher's serve is dug out by Fort Recovery to Faith Wendell, who will set for the outside hitter over there. I think that's Klingshern. Back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell back over to St. Henry. Busher will set it. Here's the smash by St. Henry. Fort Recovery able to play it. Tegan Fortkamp on a smash and a block by St. Henry. There together, Ellie Fullenkamp and Molly Wendell picking up the block. 24-18. Here's game point. Busher serves again. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Faith Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. And Tegan hits it out of bounds. And that is your game, 25-18. St. Henry has won the first two games here. Once again, 25-16, 25-18. They won the JV match tonight in two games, 25-22 and 25-8. We'll be back with the third game of the night. And let's hope the Indians can get off to a good start. We need to win game three to keep this match going. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kapp Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at St. Henry. Move to game three. St. Henry's ahead two games to none now. A must win for Fort Recovery here, or we go home with a loss. St. Henry's outstanding players, Mia Niekamp, outside hitter, been doing an excellent job. Ellie Fullenkamp did a super job serving. Chloe Gels, another fine player. Raya Busher, another fine player. They've got some good ones. St. Henry serving first. Mullenkamp will pass to Tegan Fortkamp to Grace Klingshern. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Klingshern, blocked by St. Henry. Paige Guggenbiller hits it back to St. Henry. Outside hit by Mia Niekamp. It's in right on the back line. Kill for Mia Niekamp. Let me see how many that is for her. 2, 4, 6, 8. 10 kills now for Mia Niekamp. Chloe Gels serving. Good serve. Here's Paige Guggenbiller back over to Buescher for St. Henry. The set. Here's a smash by the middle hitter. It's out of bounds. Out of bounds by Ellie Follenkamp. So Tegan Forkamp will now serve. We're tied at 1-1. Lady Indians need to get the lead. Come on, Tegan. Good serve. Dug out by St. Henry. Here's the set for Niekamp. Good smash. Full recovery saves it. Free balling back over to St. Henry is Tegan Forkamp. Niekamp on a smash again. Played by Tegan Forkamp to Audra Bupp. Bupp will set for Grace Klingshern. Klingshern hits it back to St. Henry. Here's a smash by St. Henry. And a kill. I think that was Mia Niekamp again. Back to serve for St. Henry is Ellie Follenkamp. Follenkamp's serve is a good one. Audra Bupp to Tegan Forkamp. Forkamp will set for Mara Pearson. They're going to call Pearson. Pearson's hit the antenna, which is out of bounds. So it's a point for St. Henry. Ellie Follenkamp picks up the service point. She'll serve again. Let's serve, played by Audra Bupp. Forkamp keeps it alive, and then we can't get it over in four hits. Could not get it over in four hits, and I'm sure that that let serve had something to do with that. Those are tough to play. That's where the ball just grazes the top of the net and falls over on the opponent's side. Another serve for Ellie Follenkamp. And it's an ace serve off of Grace Klingshern. That's her first ace of the night. She will serve again. Dug out by Mullenkamp to Tegan Forkamp. Dinking it over was was Guggenbiller. There's a smash. Foot recovery blocks it. And getting the kill for St. Henry there was Lydia Whirling. A little two-handed hit over. That makes it now 6-1. Another service point for Ellie Follenkamp. I'll tell you, when she gets on a roll, look out. Serves again. Mullenkamp to Tegan Forkamp. Here's Mara Pearson on a blast. Got the kill just barely in. Mara Pearson with kill number 5 on the night. Callie Wendell will serve now for the Lady Indians. That makes it 6-2. Side out for recovery. Here comes the serve. Dug out by the back line. Over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara on the hit and got the kill. Out of the reach of Morgan Balmer. So 4 service points on the night, including an ace. That's a good serve there. Fort Recovery's in trouble, and that's an ace serve. Off the fist. And we couldn't play it. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Lady Indians trail 8. And here is Mia Niekamp serving. Good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The set by Heitkamp and a block by St. Henry. They call that 4 hits, which would not be a block. But anyway, point for St. Henry. Mia Niekamp serving again. Dug out by Tegan Forkamp. There's Heitkamp to Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson hits it over for the kill. Give Kayla Heitkamp the assist, and Mara Pearson picks up her 7th kill of the night, and Mara will go back to serve. It's 11-5. Lady Indians have plenty of time to get back in this game here. They've got to win this game to stay in the match. There's a long smash by Chloe Gels over the end line, point for recovery. Mara Pearson picks up the service point. Number 5 for Mara on the night. Serves, dug out, smashed by the outside hitter, and there is the kill by Molly Wendell. Side out St. Henry. We just can't get anything going here. Trailing 12-6 in this third game after losing the first two games, 25-16, 25-18. Buescher will serve. dug out by Mara Pearson to Heitkamp. Here's Allison Follenkamp free balling it over. The set for St. Henry and a block by Fort Recovery's Follenkamp. Follenkamp hits it back over to St. Henry. And the ball is still alive. St. Henry keeps it going. Back, free balls it back to Fort Recovery. And there's a smash by the middle hitter of St. Henry getting the kill, Ellie Follenkamp. And you could hear a big cheer by the St. Henry fans on that blast. 13-6 now. Busher serves. A serve. Raya Butcher picks up the ace serve. Raya will serve again. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery trailing 14-6. We'll return in just a moment.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back at St. Henry, the St. Henry Middle School Gymnasium, Fort Recovery. Trying to get back in this game, but it's not looking good. Raya Busher will serve again. Serve is a good one, dug out by Callie Wendell. Heitkamp will set for Tegan Forkamp and a block for St. Henry. I think it was Ellie Follenkamp getting the block. Another service point for Raya Busher. Serves again. Dug out by Mara Pearson to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Tegan Forkamp. Dinks it over. Here's a block by Allison Follenkamp, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Allison, her fourth block of the evening. And that's a bright spot, 15-7 now. Here's Audra Buck back to serve for Fort Recovery. Passing to the net. And St. Henry in trouble, but they free balled it over. Audra Bupp to Grace Klingshern. Klingshern on a hit. St. Henry to the outside hitter. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's a smash by Sage Leuthold and can't get the kill. St. Henry saves it. Here's a set by Heitkamp to Grace Klingshern. Set for St. Henry. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. There's a kill by Molly Wendell. Her fourth kill of the night, and that makes it now 16-7. Coming in to serve now for St. Henry is Lauren Tiemann. 16-7, St. Henry leads by 9 here in the third game. Tiemann's serve is good, dug out by Tegan Forkamp. Back over goes to Grace Klingshern, and Grace slams it down for a kill. She's having a very nice night tonight. 6 kills so far on the night. Kennedy Mullenkamp will go in to serve for the Lady Indians as we have side outs. Mullenkamp bouncing the volleyball. Here comes the serve. Ace serve off of Raya Busher. A serve for Kennedy Mullenkamp, and that's her first service point of the night. We'll take it. 16-9 now, Fort Recovery trailing by 7. Follenkamp serves again. Dug out by St. Henry. Here's the set to the net. The dink over, played by Follenkamp to Tegan Forkamp, who will set for Grace Klingshern. Blocked by St. Henry. Klingshern gets it back over. Here's the set and a smash and a kill. Ellie Follenkamp picks up the kill. Let's see, she has 2, 3, 4, 5 kills on the night for her. Into service, Chloe Gels for St. Henry, side out St. Henry. Smashed by Grace Klingshern, too long, over the end line. Point St. Henry. Gels will serve again. Good serve, or is it? Nope, it's too long. Service error. Looked good, but it was a little bit too long. 18-10, Fort Recovery down by 8 with the serve. Keegan Fortkamp will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. She's looking for her third service point of the night. St. Henry plays it. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara on a blast and got the kill. Mara Pearson comes through with kill number 8. She is having a nice night. Tegan Fortkamp serving. 18-11 now. Good serve. Is it an ace? Yes, ace serve by Tegan Fortkamp. And that is her third ace this evening. Tegan will serve again. It's now 18-12. A nice little run here would get us right back in this game. St. Henry leading 18-12. Here we go with the serve. Dug out by St. Henry. Mia Niekamp on a smash and got the kill. Give the assist to Morgan Balmer. Mia Niekamp got the kill. Kill number 13 for her. Now back to serve is Ellie Fullenkamp. 19-12 now. Mullenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp to Mara Pearson. Pearson on a blast. St. Henry trying to play it. They do get it back over. Tegan Fortkamp back to St. Henry. Here's Mia Niekamp back to Fort Recovery. Bup will set for Mara Pearson. Miss hit it. Point St. Henry. Ellie Fullenkamp serving. She has a bunch of points on the night. There's an ace serve there off the fingertips of Mullenkamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp. That is her, let's see here. It's her second ace of the night. There's another ace serve. Fort Recovery didn't play it. It was right over on the sideline. 22-12 now. She may serve this game out. She is that good. Allie Fullenkamp serving again. Audra Bupp passing to the net. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson. Nope, correction. That was Grace Klingshern, and Grace hits it out of bounds. Another point for Allie Fullenkamp. 23-12 now. Another good serve, Audra Bupp. Fort Recovery free-balling it back to St. Henry. Here's the bump, the set, and the smash by Niekamp. Got the kill. Mia Niekamp with kill number 14 on the night. Another service point for Ellie Fullenkamp. Here's match point, 24-12. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Tegan Fortkamp will set. Unfortunately, she hit it too hard, and it hit the ceiling and came down on the ground, and that is the game. 25-12. St. Henry wins in this match 3-0. Another service point for Ellie Fullenkamp to end the match. Appropriately so, as she has some terrific runs tonight. Let me see how many service points she has. She has 2. 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20 service points on the night for Ellie Fullenkamp. And of those 20, we had a total of, looks like 3 aces on the night for Ellie Fullenkamp. Quite a night serving for Ellie. That is a wrap-up of the game, of the match. Again, St. Henry wins 25-16, 25-18, 25-12. We'll be back to wrap up the match tonight right after this.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, let's give you my unofficial stats here, and we'll get out of here and head back to Jay County. Once again, you've been listening to Fort Recovery Volleyball on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW AM and FM and 105.3 FM in Portland, Indiana. Okay, for St. Henry, Raya Busher, their libero, ended up tonight with quite a few service points, didn't have any kills. She had 9 service points and 2 aces on the night for Raya Busher. Chloe Gels had 8 service points on the evening, including 2 aces. She also had 5 kills on the night. Molly Wendell ended up with 4 kills on the evening and 2 blocks. Again, Ellie Fullenkamp, wow, what a serving night for her. Had 20 service points, including 3 aces. She also had 5 kills on the evening as well, and there was 1 block stuck in there for Ellie Fullenkamp. Mia Niekamp, quite the outside hitter, had 14 kills tonight for St. Henry. From the service line, she ended up with 4 service points on the night. Lydia Whirling ended up with 6 service points, including 2 aces. She also had 2 kills. And Maya Antrop had 2 kills and 1 block. Again, 20 service points for Ellie Fullenkamp tonight. And again, 14 kills for Mia Niekamp. Fort Recovery, Audra Bupp had 2 service points. Sage Luthold had 1 block. Callie Wendell with 2 service points. Mara Pearson had 8 kills and 5 service points on the night. Had 1 block also in there for Mara. Grace Klingshern had 6 kills on the evening. Tegan Fortkamp ended up with 5 kills and had a total of 3 service points. I think maybe 4 service points, including 3 aces for Tegan Fortkamp. Allison Fullenkamp had a total of 4 blocks and 2 kills on the night. Paige Guggenbiller with 2 blocks. Faith Wendell with 2 service points. And Kennedy Mollenkamp had an ace serve on the evening. St. Henry wins the JV matchup tonight, 25-22, 25-8. They win the varsity competition 25-16, 25-18, 25-12. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight from, again, St. Henry. Hope you enjoyed the match. Maybe not the outcome, especially if you're a Fort Recovery fan. But St. Henry has a nice team, and they improved their record to 10-4 on the year. They are now even in the conference at 3-3. Fort Recovery drops to 1-5 in the conference and 4-10 overall. Have a nice evening, everybody, for our fine sponsors, for our studio producers, Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly at the radio station. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.